It went straight down the middle. Then it started to hook just a wee.
I've got to say, you closed this thing down pretty well because you finished birdie, birdie, par, par, while I think Miller bogeyed two of the last three holes. Why don't you take us through just the last little bit? You hit the shot. You committed to your shot on 16, and so you made birdie there, right?
Mm-hmm. 17, the way I tried to play 17, I tried to, I wasn't really a high ball hitter, but I tried to hit the, tee the ball up where I would catch it high in the club face and try to fly it over Ike's tree. And of course I was, predominantly a right to left player, but in that particular time I was trying to, the way I would play 17, I would try to hit it up over Ike's tree with a little fade. And I hit a pretty solid drive, I thought. There were some people from home here in Abilene that were there with us that week. And one of them told me when the ball hit the ground, and I hadn't hit it over the right side of the tree. I'd hit it basically over the left center of the tree. And he said when it hit the ground, it was like it hit in a divot or hit something and just went 90 degrees left and went into that front bunker. On the seventh green on the right side.
So Bruce, you can picture that, right? You've been there.
That is if you can get into jail on the 17th hole at the Masters, that is jail. There is nowhere to go from there except to try and get it back in play, and I'm sure that's what Charlie had to do.
Well, and for our listeners, I want you right now, if you're listening to this podcast on a phone or a computer or whatever, I want you to pause it. I want you to go and get a Google map or an Apple map or some sort of satellite map, pull up Augusta National, get the golf course on your screen, and you look at that front right bunker on 7 and look at what kind of shot he had. And Charles, you can take us through it, but that may be one of the most underestimated golf shots in all of major championship history.
I've told people that it as far as Charles Scutti individual, it's probably the greatest golf shot I ever hit in my life. And when I walked over there to where the ball was, I couldn't believe it was there. I couldn't, because the ball was not hooking. And there was no way it should have been in that bunker other than that immediate bounce to the left that my friend told me about. But I was fortunate in one sense. When it rolled into the bunker, it didn't roll all the way to the bottom of the bunker. I was on just a little bit of an upslope. And when I walked down into the bunker to try to look at what I had, I've got two choices. I can try to advance it up the fairway as much as I can, or I can just take a sand wedge and blast it back out into the fairway. And then try to save par, from what would be where your normal tee shot would be. But that little bit of an uphill lag kind of encouraged me to try the shot that I did. I got in there, and when I was looking at the green, I could see the pin. I could see the pin. It was on the right front of the green. I could see the pin just underneath the overhanging limb from the pine tree that was in front of me there. And so I had to go around that limb. And I decided to, I had to make par because I figured the chances of Jack birdieing one of the last two holes were always pretty good. And so I took a 7-iron and somehow I hooked the ball out of that lie and wound up about 10 to 15 yards off the right edge of the green there, a simple little bump and run shot at that time. And I bumped it up there about 3 feet from the hole and made the putt for a par.
It seemed as though the fellas on the telecast, because people have to remember back then, there weren't too many cameras. They were all stationary. There were no roving reporters or roving cameras. And so the view you got from that stationary screen behind 17 green, but that stationary camera, looking back toward where Charles Coody was, you didn't know, and the announcers didn't know that you were in a bunker. But if you watch it, you can distinctly see sand fly, and that right. Even after the shot, these guys, I don't think, picked up on the fact that you were actually in the bunker on the front right of 7 Green.
In fact, I think it took them a while to find me, Mike. I don't think anybody had ever. I think I'm the first person ever hit in that bunker off the 17th tee.
Well, it was a great shot.
It was probably the greatest shot I ever hit in my life. Just to get it out and get it up around the green and where I might have a chance to save par.
We hope you've enjoyed this short track of For the Good of the Game. And please, wherever you listen to your podcast on Apple and Spotify, if you like what you hear, please subscribe, spread the word, and tell your friends. Until we tee it up again, for the good of the game, so long, everybody.
Whack down the fairway, it went smack down the fairway. Then it started to slice just a smidge off line. It headed for two, but it bounced off 9. My caddy says, long as you're still in the state, you're okay. Yes, it went straight down the middle, quite a way.